down your ass and shahi.
Sorry.
Was that too weird? Dude.
No. I'm going to restart.
Okay, go for it.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Stipic here with
Donya Hassan Shahi.
Today, we're talking about if Redwood students believe Redwood is a good place.
Okay, interesting. Let's get into it. Yes.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm a freshman at Redwood High School. I'm a participant of journalism in Mr. Miller's class, and I also am in CSF and Red Ink.
Wow. So, we just had a rally last Friday.
Yes.
Some people liked it. Some people hated it, from what I heard.
Yeah.
How do you think that rallies reflect on Redwood? Do you think that rally reflected well?
Well, I mean, this was... Well, our first rally at the beginning of the year, we had our homecoming rally. And then we obviously had that big gap where we didn't have anything. We had, like, cowhide and everything. And then we come into the second semester and we have this big rally, which I think is really cool. I mean, ASB probably put a lot of hard work into it, as they always do. And I feel like, I mean, I thought it was a good rally. Other people may have disagreed. Obviously, everything is not everybody's going to agree with everything, and I thought it was a good way to lead into the second semester. I mean, we're already in March, almost April, and Mr. and Mrs. Ranger is like a new tradition because there used to be Mr. Ranger. So for the way that they introduced everything, I thought it went pretty well. I mean, everybody has their own opinions. Everybody's going to differ with certain things, and it just depends.
Okay, yeah. So I also personally enjoyed the rally.
Mm-hmm.
That could just be because I was... You know, having a good time with my friends, but let's see. I just think that in Redwood, I've heard a lot of people get pretty negative, you know.
Definitely.
Whether it be, like, especially people that are meant to, I've seen, like, a lot of Ranger TV students specifically mm-hmm. grow to despise Redwood because no student has any life ever. And I don't know if that... saying that is making the situation any better. And I guess I was just wondering, do you think that the typical Redwood view is that Redwood's the place to be, or do you think the typical view is that Redwood is not the place to be?
I mean, our Rangers, we have so much spirit. Honestly, like, I've been to other school rallies, and they can't compare. I mean, we have our super fan shirts. We have a great ASB who puts on amazing rallies. They spend the time working hard into it. We have students that participate in sports and represent Redwood in a good light. I feel like people wouldn't come to Redwood, wouldn't look up to Redwood if they didn't think it was a good place to be. Students wouldn't participate as much. We wouldn't have these fun weeks, dress-up weeks like Mr. Ranger and Mrs. Ranger Week or Homecoming. The spirit wouldn't be all there, honestly. Like, it would kind of feel empty. It just feel like going to school, you know, learning, and you wouldn't really have that sense of, you know, this is the place that I want to come to. Because school, you have to be motivated to come. And if at Redwood, we feel motivated to come because we know we see our friends and we have our spirit, the teachers are great. And other schools, you may not feel the same for that, but at Redwood, I feel like we do.
Yeah, I agree. I think, I mean, even before I came here, I just kind of knew that there was this general vibe in the community that Redwood's the place to be, you know?
No, honestly. Yeah. I felt like that in... I know in my middle school years, when I went to middle school, we would always, like, worry about where we're going to go to high school and everything, and I was tied between different places. Like, I didn't know where I was going to go until, honestly, August of this year. And so, I mean, just looking at different places and thinking about, like, well, my friends are going to go here and there and different places. Honestly, everything happens for a reason. I think Redwood is such a great place to be, and the vibe is awesome. Everybody's happy for the most part, and everybody just celebrates, you know, Ranger spirit.
Yeah, I agree. I think that even though we may not feel it every hour of every day, Redwood is still the place to be.
Yes.
I mean, if you look around, it's easy to say negative things daily, but really, if you just take it in sort of retrospect and with perspective, it's hard not to say that this place can do and does do great things.
No, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So then I guess the real question is the negative talk just complete lies that we've fallen into, or, and is it, like, just bringing Redwood down?
Okay, so this is where the opinion part comes in, right? Because, like, people have their own views. Some people are more optimistic than others. Some people are pessimistic about certain things. And it's kind of just looking at the glass half full or half empty. It really depends on day-to-day basis. Because, like, I don't know. For example, like, you have a gloomy day. I don't know. So, like, the negativity, I guess, like, there's a certain word for it, but like the thing that kind of surrounds that idea is just people make it what it is, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you want it to be, if you want to have a great day with like great spirit and everything, and you want to have a good day with your friends and enjoy your classes, then do it. But if you have that bad outlook, you can't make it a good day, because obviously you have that mindset. So it really comes down to that person, honestly.
Totally agree. Yeah, I think really, the mindset plays a much bigger role than we think.
Yes,
in life, especially high school students don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, anyone below high school as well, that, like, you're coming into it with a positive attitude, you're going to get positive results.
Definitely.
And I actually have a little joke on optimism that I thought about over the weekend.
Well, let's go for it.
My doctor tells me I have a condition called overwhelming optimism. I'm sure everything's going to turn out okay. No, that's the end.
Definitely brighten the podcast.
Yep. So here we go. Do you think we need to stop negative comments, or do you think it's just a part of what we do? Do you think
everybody needs to have a balance? I mean, you can look at it. You don't want to be over positive, but you don't want to undermine the situation, if you know what I mean. Like, mm-hmm. you want to go into things looking at it in a positive outlook. You don't want to be like, oh my God, this day is going to be terrible. Like, I don't know what to do. You know, exactly. Yeah. Like, you have to come into school. You have to have the right mindset. You have to be prepared. But also, it's good to have that negativity once in a while. It's good to be a little bit on the edge in certain situations. But you don't want to be like that all the time. I mean, you have to have a little bit of light in your life. Just a little bit.
Okay, do you think there's, like, any practical steps towards, like, coming to school with the right mindset? Or is it just, like, what does it look like to have the right mindset?
Okay, this is going to be a little bit cliche, but I guess get enough sleep, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I mean, I know we get a lot of homework, but if you get enough sleep, and if you just, like, I don't know, eat healthy, I guess that kind of affects mm-hmm. your mood too. If you talk to your friends about things, like, also for me, what happens is that I tend to keep things, like, to myself, and I bottle up a lot of emotions, and that kind of affects me, because mm-hmm. I'm like, well, oh, I have to worry about all the stuff, or like I procrastinate and I let homework pile on top of things, and you know, that's kind of on me. But other people don't realize that, like, they like to blame everybody else, and that's where the pessimistic view comes mm-hmm. into play. And so you definitely just have to kind of, what I do is I like reflect. I like to be like, okay, I want to assess the situation. I want to see what I have to do. I take it into account. I'm like, this is up to me. I'm the student. I have things to do. And you basically determine your own future. So you kind of have to come in. Like, that mm-hmm. ties to mindset again. And positivity. Because if you keep having that, like, doom and gloom thing over and over again, you're not going to get anything done. And if you accomplish everything, you're going to feel like, oh my gosh, I can do whatever I want, you know?
Yeah.
So definitely, I think that if you get things done, then you'll be a little bit more on, like, off edge. And if you're with your friends and you have a good time, like, you don't want to do things just to do it. You always want to have something, like, you want to have a motive to do something. I don't know, like, at the end of the week, go downtown with your friends or grab some Starbucks. Who knows? But something like that.
Get a tradition up in this joint.
Exactly.
Let's go. No, I'm just kidding. I think totally that, I'm going to comment on the bottling up emotions bit, okay? I think totally that we, as just humanity, have this very, very stupid tendency to just, like, have an outtake on a situation, a negative outtake, and then in light of trying to not be negative, we keep it to ourselves.
Exactly.
But then we end up, like, keeping the negativity in us, and also sometimes a situation that we think is negative is not even negative at all, but because we keep our thoughts to ourselves. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm like, oh, gosh darn it, this hat looks stupid, and then I'm mad all day because my hat looks stupid.
Yeah.
If I mention to someone at the beginning of the day thinking, like, oh, I think my hat looks stupid today, then they say, no, it's the coolest hat I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Well, then we've already dealt with that issue right as it happens. So yeah,
and that's where friends, like, come into play too.
I know,
because like school is meant, like, if you really wanted to be like homeschooled, I guess you could do that, like, without the friends and the socialization. Yeah. And but I feel like social but I feel like socializing adds like that extra bit of joy, like a little bit of light.
You get to
experience new things, because without meeting new people, you know, or doing things with people, it's not very, it's kind of just life.
Yeah, I totally think every person listening to this podcast should encourage their friends in positive ways, not necessarily just being overwhelmingly optimistic all the time, like I am.
But it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing.
But definitely, like, call out lies for what they are, and just get rid of some unnecessary negativity. I mean, granted, there's a time for negativity.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, it's fine to say that there is a time for negativity, but that time is not all the time.
Exactly. Everything is good in moderation.
Yeah. And so I guess that's really the takeaway. Try and get rid of some negativity up in this joint.
Up in this joint.
Okay. I always make my guests come up with a sign off on the spot. So
a sign off on the spot.
So if you'd like to sign us off.
Okay.
That's the idea. That's what on the spot means.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you for joining Micah's podcast. Oh. This was that cool? Was that cool?
A little egotistical.
Fine. Okay, let's do something. Okay, everyone, this was Monday. thanks for joining us.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be published on Friday, but...
Okay.
Yeah, this is recorded on Monday for those guys that do not know.
Okay, fine. Then
No.
Yeah, okay.
This has been Monday.
This has been Monday.
Goodbye.
Bye, guys. It's Friday today.